Joining me on the telephone this morning is cellist Evan Drachman. He'll be in Sitka tomorrow evening to perform with Doris Stevenson in a concert in memory of William Storz. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Robert. It's always a good day when I'm in Alaska.
This gig for William tomorrow is not the only thing you've been doing while you're in Alaska, right? You've been sort of getting around a bit.
I have. I started out in Juneau, actually, doing a couple performances for Juneau Jazz and Classics. And then through a collaboration with the Piatigorsky Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization that I began, and the Sitka Summer Music Festival, I'm doing a little tour of Southeast Alaska. I've been doing a tour and performing in Petersburg, Gustavus, Skagway, Haines, and then ending up tomorrow in Sitka.
It sounds like a pretty good tour, even better than touring the world capitals or something. Just a little cruise, a little hops around Southeast Alaska. Sounds pretty nice, actually.
It is my ideal trip. The only thing that I am always hoping for when I do all those little tiny planes is good weather, and so far so good.
Is it just you, or is Doris accompanying you as you travel?
She absolutely is, yes. Doris is an old hand at touring Alaska. I'm sure she's been to more places than I have. Even though I've been coming to Alaska for 20 years, she's been coming for, I think, at least 30.
When Paul Rosenthal originated the Sitka Summer Music Festival, I think Doris was one of his first
folks. She was. She was there the very first season, and I remember her coming back to Los Angeles, because although I lived in Baltimore, I was my family and I were on vacation visiting my grandparents in Los Angeles. And Doris came by the house, and I remember her telling me and telling everyone about this magical land up north. And at that moment, I decided I have to get there somehow. And I got very lucky. One year, one of the cellists that was scheduled to come had to back out. And Paul Rosenthal called Doris Stevenson, in fact, and said, "Who do you think we could get for a cellist?" And she recommended me. And I've been coming ever since. In fact, it was that very first summer that I came up to Sitka. In the very first concert that I played, I was at the Westmark Hotel and at a reception, and I was saying that I really wanted to get out on the water and go fishing. And there was this tall man standing next to me, and he said, "I got a boat," and that was William Storz. And we went out fishing year after year, all kinds of adventures. He came back east to visit me a number of times with Libby and Sasha, and I considered him one of my closest friends.
Isn't it interesting how friendships form out on the water? And William didn't have a huge yacht. He's got a sort of a rocket sled that he was taking you around on, right?
At first, the very first time, he still had a boat that had a cabin. But then he decided he needed something more practical, and he got this open skiff, I guess you'd call it, with a pretty fast motor. And we had a great time. We just had an amazing time fishing.
Yeah, I believe William's objective was to get to the fishing grounds twice as fast as anyone else and get back home and have the fish cleaned and in the freezer before anybody had even really gotten out of bed.
He was pretty quick. He did that, although I must say that he was very kind to me because I unfortunately suffer from motion sickness. And so everybody would be saying the bite's way out in the open, and he would take me to protected areas so that I didn't get too violently ill. Occasionally, it meant we didn't catch as many fish, but usually we did pretty well.
Well, William was one of those people who, it was about the experience. It wasn't just about the product. And I think that's probably what made him a fan of classical music and chamber music and the Sitka Summer Music Festival. It's kind of resonated with his character.
I think that's absolutely true. His enthusiasm for all kinds of arts and culture was really remarkable, and his knowledge as well. As over the, say, 20 years that I knew him, I kept getting to know more and more, and more layers would get peeled back, and his depth of knowledge and understanding about all kinds of music was quite remarkable.
Evan, tell me a little bit about what you're going to perform and the spirit in which you'll play it.
The program is going to include a piece by Schumann, and it is a group of three little fantasy pieces, and they're songs without words. They're really love duets, and Schumann was one of the great composers of art song. And about a year ago, one of the Pietragorsky Foundation artists, a wonderful soprano, came to Baltimore, which is where I live, to perform. And I was lucky enough to get to go hear her. Most of the Pietragorsky Foundation concerts I don't get to hear because they're all over the country and I'm off playing my own concerts. But I got to hear Catherine Dane singing some gorgeous Schumann songs, and I was jealous. I wanted to play Schumann songs, and so I found these fantasy pieces, which I've played before in my life, but I hadn't really thought of in the same context, and I started practicing them, and she inspired me to play these three beautiful songs. And at the concert, I'll tell you about each of them individually. We're also going to play a sonata by Frédéric Chopin, and it's kind of interesting to hear a sonata for cello and piano because Chopin wrote almost all of his music for his own instrument, for the piano. The only other instrument that he wrote for was the cello. And this is sort of a groundbreaking piece, especially for Chopin. It pushes the limits of everything that he did in his lifetime. It was one of the very last pieces that he ever composed, and he performed it on his final concert.
And then
we'll also have a couple little treats, little extra little pieces.
It sounds very much like something William would have enjoyed. I wonder, as William took you out into the world of Sitka and the world of the ocean and fishing, did you ever do any sort of inverse trip with William? Did you ever have discussions with him about music and your world? And was he a willing follower there?
Always. We always discussed music, the musicians, and he did. He came once, he, Libby and Sasha, came once to Baltimore. My parents, for many years, had a New Year's Eve party, which was quite well known, actually, in the music world. It began its life not with my parents, but with my grandparents. So my grandfather, Gregor Pietragorsky, and my grandmother used to have these New Year's Eve parties, and the guests would be, of course, my grandfather, Gregor Pietragorsky, but also the violinist Yasha Heifetz and William Primrose and Israel Baker and Leonard Panario and magnificent pianists and string players, and they would play chamber music all evening. I used to tell William about these parties that after my grandparents stopped doing them, my parents took up where they had left off. And in fact, my grandfather came to some of the early ones. And William was so taken by this idea that he once brought his whole family. They flew all the way to Baltimore, and they came to the New Year's Eve party and got to hear some wonderful chamber music with just magnificent artists, including Leon Fleischer, who I think is one of the greatest pianists that ever lived. William had very strong ideas. I remember once, I am lucky enough to have two beautiful old Italian cellos. And one summer I'd bring one, and the next summer I'd bring a different one. And I was kind of thinking about the two of them and talking to him. And he just looked me in the eye and he said, "You know which one is you." And he told me which one, and he was absolutely right.
Evan, will you just be in for the concert, or will you stick around? Will you try and wet a line with someone while you're here?
I don't think I'm going to have time. It's a very tightly packed schedule, but I am going to stick around for one extra day, and I'm going to perform at the hospital, and then the 25th I have to leave. So unfortunately, I'm not going to get to try for a salmon, but I'll have to come back soon to do that.
All right. Evan, the sun has been shining recently. It's warming up. It's greening up a bit in Sitka at last, but just hearing your voice gives me the feeling that summertime is finally here.
Thank you, Robert.
Evan Drachman is a cellist. He's performs regularly with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Once again, he'll be in Sitka tomorrow evening performing a free concert, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Church of the Nazarene. It's a concert in memory of William Storz.